Well, good Tuesday morning, beloved. Thank you once again for inviting me into your homes for this Tuesday edition of the 5-Minute Journey. Today we are going to be in Nehemiah chapter 9, verses 26 through 38. Today's reading continues the people's prayer of confession. It includes a summary of the people's disobedience and their subsequent suffering, God's mercy in sending them leaders and prophets, and concludes with the people agreeing to keep God's law. And again, God's guiding word for us this week is prayer. So let's go ahead and get started with Nehemiah chapter 9, beginning at verse 26. But your people rebelled and disobeyed you. They turned their backs on your law. They killed the prophets who warned them and told them to turn back to you. They insulted you time after time. So you let their enemies conquer and rule them. In their trouble, they called to you for help, and you answered them from heaven. In your great mercy, you sent them leaders who rescued them from their foes. When peace returned, they sinned again, and again you let their enemies conquer them. Yet when they repented and asked you to save them, in heaven you heard, and time after time you rescued them in your great mercy. You warned them to obey your teachings, but in pride they rejected your laws, although keeping your law is the way to life. Hard-headed and stubborn, they refused to obey. Year after year, you patiently warned them. You inspired your prophets to speak, but your people were deaf. So they let them be conquered by other nations. And yet, because of your great mercy, you did not forsake or destroy them. You are a gracious and merciful God. O God, our God, how great you are. How terrifying, how powerful. You faithfully keep your covenant promises. From the time when Assyrian kings oppressed us, even till now, how much we have suffered. Our kings, our leaders, our priests and prophets, our ancestors, and all our people have suffered. Remember how much we have suffered. You have done right to punish us. You have been faithful even though we have sinned. Our ancestors, our kings, leaders, and priests have not kept your law. They did not listen to your commands and warnings. With your blessing, kings ruled your people. When they lived in the broad, fertile land that you gave them, but they failed to turn from sin and serve you. And now we are slaves in the land that you gave us. This fertile land, which gives us food, what the land produces goes to the kings that you put over us because we sinned. They do as they please with us and our livestock, and we are in deep distress. Because of all that has happened, we, the people of Israel, hereby make a solemn written agreement. And our leaders, our Levites, and our priests put their seal to it. And today's key verse is Nehemiah chapter 9, verses 31 and 32. You are a gracious and merciful God. O God, our God, how great you are. You know, the people have listed this litany of rebellious acts that they committed against God. And yet God was always faithful to hear them when they cried out. You know, we need to remember that. When we come to our God in times of need, in times when we are hurting, in times we need healing, that you always listen to the prayers of your people because you are a merciful God. Let us pray. Lord God, how great you are. You are gracious and merciful. You faithfully keep your covenant promises. Order my steps this day, and may my words and actions this day be in accordance with your will. Amen. Well, that brings our time together to an end today. Join me tomorrow when we will be in Nehemiah chapter 10, verses 28 through 39, where the people of Israel take an oath to live according to God's law. Until tomorrow then, beloved, may God richly bless you, is my prayer.